Yeah, one point again. Rather go home with the 3 points, but I think happened same what happened a lot of times this season, that that we concede early and then we want to chase a game and have to chase a game, and that's not a very good starting point for a game, that if you concede early and then need to chase it. But yeah, we are doing it for ourselves more difficult, but yeah, then we came to 1-1, and at half time we thought that we'll continue where we left the first half, but then somehow we couldn't get our game going in the second half, that we were a lot in the defending side, but I thought that we defended quite okay, but only defending won't give you the points, and yeah, we have to be have to accept 1 point from this game.
And saying that it was a slow start, conceding an early goal, how happy were you with how the players responded after the first 15 minutes to dig in and get back into the game the way that they did?
Yeah, it was very good, and I think that period of time we played better than for example in the second half. Second half somehow I don't know why we couldn't get our game going, but I'm very happy with the response of the players and to come back to 1-1, but second half we could have done better.
A few changes you made today. Joe Bennett not in the squad at all. What was the reason for that?
He had an slight muscle problem, and I thought that it's better to rest one or two games than be out from 10 games. So he had a bit of a hamstring problem. So hopefully he'll be okay on Saturday. But Chiksen did okay against a very tricky opposition. I think the right winger was very very tricky. We knew it, and it was a big job for him to come in and play. And I thought that he did all right.
And Chris O'Grady came in after coming on at half time at the weekend and battled hard up front. What were your thoughts in bringing him up front? Really, more of an out and out centre forward.
Yeah, I thought that we'll get tonight as well a lot of balls played in the box, and then we needed somebody to put them in, but we got balls in the box in the first half, but maybe our movements wasn't that great in the first half, and second half we couldn't get the balls in the box anymore, but Chris held the ball quite okay a few times, and he was battling hard today and tonight, and that was an idea that he's in the box and putting the ball in the back of the net.
And as you said, you struggled to get your game going in the second half, but after the double substitution you made, the game seemed to spring into life in the last 10 minutes or so. So what were your thoughts on, firstly, the offside goal, the shot hitting the crossbar, and then Kazenga Lualoa being sent off? Really was a mad last 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't seen the situation, I guess, with the disallowed goal, that I guess it was offside. We need to accept what the referees do, and we can't change it anymore. And it was very pity that Adrian's shot didn't go in. The goalie got a touch on it, and it hit the crossbar. But and I have nothing to say about the last minute.
And even though the goal was disallowed, it was difficult where we were sitting as well to see whether it was offside or not. Was that the sort of football that you want the players to be playing? Quick, concise passing like that, because it was a really nice build-up, and it would have been a fabulous goal if it had counted.
Yeah, that's what we can do as well, and I would hope that we could keep the consistency to do it 90 minutes, and to find that little bit of quality in the final third, but it's still a little bit that we can't consistently do it. We are working hard that we improve, but like I said, we need to accept this 1 point. With this system that you get 3 points from winning and 1 point from drawing, then it doesn't help us a lot.